The Crude Life with host Jason Spiess.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground running. And I must say, I've never seen so much weakness in one place. It was a 20-inch bicep with no strength, cause you've been wrapping it around all the wrong things.
All right, let's go to the Zoom line here where we've got Kenley Nebaker with Train ND along with Levi Perkins with Perkins Electric Innovations. We're talking about the Evolution, capital E, capital V, Olution like evolution, but Evolution Hybrid. It's a, I guess, combustion engine that's going to be turned into an electric hybrid.
We could actually overload an existing electric infrastructure or grid, so to speak, that we have if we have too many large vehicles plugging in the grid. And that's true. I mean, I don't know. There's these plans, even current administration, not to get too much into politics, but where they're pushing to have a lot of electric vehicles. We don't have the electric infrastructure for it. We just need to be honest, call the kettle black. We don't have that yet. Can you imagine pulling into like a truck stop? And right now, currently, a lot of them, they can accommodate over 100 Class 8 trucks and trailers to fuel and then to park overnight as far as a DOT layover for a driver, you know, a reset for him. How could you park 100 electric vehicles and plug 100 of them? We're talking megawatts, if not gigawatts, of energy that would be pulled out of a grid. It would no doubt increase electricity bills for consumers. And then there'd have to be new infrastructure built. And we're just not ready for it. And if we're not ready, then it won't happen. So we don't get to really change industry overnight. But I think that this could be a missing link that could allow us to continue to use fueling infrastructures and use the simplicity of electric drivetrain.
Kenley, how long do you see this project going? You mentioned supply chain. So, you know, the caveat of a supply chain disruptions, how long do you see this project taking?
Well, right now what we're shooting for is a 9-month to 12-month project. If every star aligned from a supply chain standpoint, then it could possibly be a 6-month project. But what we're hoping for, taking into account the supply chain issues that are out there, is a 9 to 12 month project with the potential for if things get bad again, which the trucking or the CDL truck industry, semi-truck industry, is already preparing for with their production expectations. We could see that extend past that, but we're really shooting and hoping for a 9 to 12 month project.
Well, taking a look at the clock here, just a couple minutes left in closing. What should we walk away from here as we start to, I guess, go down this path, this journey, this adventure of the Evolution Hybrid?
I think from our perspective at Train ND, one of the things that we're really excited about with this particular project is the opportunity to show that that there are possibilities outside of all one or the other, right? It doesn't have to be all diesel. It doesn't have to be all electric. It can be a mixture and a marriage of both. And we can move the transportation industry forward with that type of an approach. And we're really excited about what that says and what that does for the industry. You know, there's been a lot of comment as we've made this project public. There's been a lot of comment that you can't have an electric driven vehicle in North Dakota, you know, because of the extremes of the weather. And we're really excited to show how we've already thought about those extremes and how we want to address those extremes and deal with them and show that this can be successfully done if it's done right in the appropriate way. So we're really excited about that and definitely feel confident that we have the right person building this truck for us. So Levi, what else do you got?
Jason, I'm excited about just the development of this new truck. One thing that I really wanted to talk about that we didn't spend a ton of time on, just as a review, I think the drivetrain will be simpler. I think it could be simpler for technicians to work on. I know that, having been a technician for over 20 years now. The other thing that I really foresee is that We have infrastructure for it already, whether if we want to utilize some of these more exotic drivetrains to power a generator like a gas turbine, we can utilize CNG or diesel or LPG, even hydrogen on some of these. I like the idea this first one will most likely be diesel powered. The other thing I really think that is interesting to point, if we have all these emerging platforms and new trucks that are coming out that are all electric, I love it. I love the technology, especially like some of these guys that are mavericks and these companies that are pushing the technology. It's awesome. The thing that I don't like is that they've reinvented all of the wheel. Well, with that, you have inherent problems. So I thought there's a lot that we don't have to reinvent. We have axles that the general part of it's been around for, you know, over 50 years. We've got drivetrain components and frames and chassis that have been around a long time. We can utilize existing ones that we have right now and not make a truck driver or a fleet owner or operator feel that they're getting into a completely different type of vehicle. And that's the biggest thing for me, to do it on a classic chassis. I'm like, I want to electrify a classic Kenworth. I love the PACCAR chassis, Peterbilt and Kenworth, and show that it's a really neat looking show truck, but it's got all of the new technology for drivetrain. And that's the only reason we did it. We lost a lot of rolling resistance and just probably some parasitic drag on the shape of the truck and just aerodynamics in general, but that's okay. I think it was just more so to prove a point that we can do it on existing chassis, even an older one, and make it really viable and attractive to consumers and just something that could change industry.
To listen to the full-length interview, check out the website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Don't go anywhere, folks. We have more exclusive interviews and content coming right around the corner. My name is Jason Spies, and this is The Crude Life Week in Review.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
I want to take a moment to talk about sustainable savings happening at MyPillow. Of course, when you buy a MyPillow product, it is automatically sustainable because the high quality, the innovation that goes into a MyPillow product creates a wonderful night's sleep that improves your health, that keeps you from driving to the store to buy a new pillow every year because it gets flat and flumpy. Well, check out these offers from MyPillow to give you sustainable savings. The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history is happening right now, and they are as low as $29.98. That's right, the Giza Dream bed sheets are on sale right now for $29.98, as well as the My Slippers $49.98. That's a $90 savings with the promo code Otis. All kinds of savings right now at MyPillow.com with the promo code Otis. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. And use the promo code Otis for these deep, deep discounts. And if you act right now, the MyPillow itself is as low as $19.88 with the promo code Otis. Folks, you don't want to miss these savings. Start your sustainable savings right now with MyPillow and the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
It takes an industry to build a forest. Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Did you know about half the trees planted in the last 20 to 30 years have died within the first year? Lack of watering, transplant shock, special interest groups, poor growing conditions are just a few reasons it takes an industry to build a forest, and that is exactly what the industrial forest does. Sustainability sheds, critical pipeline systems are implemented to ensure the forest survives and absorbs carbon for decades to come. It takes an industry to build a forest. If you're interested in sustainable forests, growing industry jobs, check out theindustrialforest.com. That's theindustrialforest.com.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running around that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us.
Hey, everybody, this is Ken Lavin. I'm with Merch Manufacturing originally. I'm standing in as a correspondent for The Crude Life here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm at the Wonderful Petroleum Alliance with a very dear special friend, Harold Hamm. Harold, thank you very much for being on the show, being in the industry for as long as I have, looking up to you for many, many years. So this is very much, if I could say, an honor to be correct. It is an honor to be with you. So thank you for coming.
Yes, Ken. Well, it's good to be here with you, and I appreciate what you're doing and how you're doing it. And it's necessary and important. So glad to be here with you.
Well, thank you, sir. So I just had a couple of questions. So what are your plans for 2022? I know we talked a little bit today about the Hamm Association with partnership with OSU. And if you want, you can pan over right quick and take a look at the amazing facility over here. Guys, if you get a chance, come and see it. They are looking for representatives. They're looking for the brains and the knowledge and the experience of tomorrow. And that is what that institute is all about. And the speaking was amazing today. Great, great job. So excited for what this institute is going to bring, not only to Oklahoma, but for those individuals that we're going to see, and not just U.S., but worldwide. So back to the question, what do you see for 2022?
Well, first of all, we're awfully glad that, this facility was here in Oklahoma City and fit for purpose just for this institute. So I want to say, well, first of all, I'll take my hat off to Baker Hughes and General Electric for their contribution donation to OSU that made this possible, period. So, first of all, in 2022, we're putting the structure around the Hamm Institute for American Energy. And so that's going into place and very, very quickly. We have almost a full agenda already of different events, symposiums, think tank events, things for the industry of all types and all kinds. So it's coming together really, really quickly. So we're proud of that. And also the collaboration that we see forming between all the energy institutes in America. You think about collaboration of all those and what can happen as a result. And also about all the companies that are becoming involved with us as well. And so that's what it's all about, both here domestically and around the world. So that's great. So we're out, this has a great purpose. It's solving humanity's greatest challenges globally. And we seek to bring an intelligence factor to all of these things, and instead of just emotion, break it down into what will help humanity. So energy played a tremendous role in all of our lives. We know that. And, finding carbon solutions, and it is paramount that we do that. And so that's our purpose.
Perfect. Thank you very, very much. Second, what do you feel the industry needs to get behind for this year, 2022?
Well, thank you for that question. There's a lot of things that, you know, to immediately start doing, and we intend to tackle some of those. But, you know, on a policy consideration basis, certainly that's one. We're seeing what happens when you don't incent good supply in America. We had energy independence here in America. We kind of let that slip a little bit with the current policy. That needs to be reversed quickly. And national security is at risk here, and a lot of other things. So have a lot of things to tackle in that regard.
Perfect. Definitely. Number three. We've seen amazing growth from Continental Resources last year. Do we expect to see any other growth like you did last year?
We're very proud to have done all the things that we did last year, entering Powder River Basin, entering Permian Basin, the growth here in Oklahoma, the continued growth and development in North Dakota and Montana. Wyoming. So, we feel good about those things. Yes.
Okay, all right.
To answer your question.
Yes. Perfect. All right. Be looking for that, guys. And I have one last question. This is for all the hardworking men and women in our industry. My question is, what would you say to them to motivate them for 2022? What is the what would you say to the hardworking guys out there on the rig, out there on location, to motivate them this year for 2022? And we'll wrap it up with that.
Okay, I think first of all, take a look back. There were some layoffs. It wasn't from our company. We didn't lay anybody off in a downturn. So that's just not the way we do things at Continental. Some rigs were laid down, and some service companies were hard hit, as demand waned and with the COVID thing in 2020. We're glad to see those companies reestablish and get back to work, and this is an industry that you have to have some forward faith in, and our company and established in putting our best foot forward for the industry and our people, and I know that other companies do the same thing. So, it's a new day in industry. We got $83 oil today and $4.75 gas, so commodity prices are strong, and I think we're in the middle of a good cycle.
Harold, again, thank you so much. I really appreciate everything. You're an absolute success story for our industry and success story for all those individuals in the field out there working day to day. Really, really appreciate your time today. Have a very blessed one. Guys, keep Continental in place. Keep them in mind. Mr. Ham himself, and, of course, the wonderful facility that you've come up with. It's absolutely amazing with the partnership of OSU. Again, guys, have a blessed one, and we will see you soon.
To listen to the full-length interview, check out the website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Don't go anywhere, folks. We have more exclusive interviews and content coming right around the corner. My name is Jason Spies, and this is The Crude Life We Can Review.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
I want to take a moment to talk about sustainable savings happening at MyPillow. Of course, when you buy a MyPillow product, it is automatically sustainable because the high quality, the innovation that goes into a MyPillow product creates a wonderful night's sleep that improves your health, that keeps you from driving to the store to buy a new pillow every year because it gets flat and flumpy. Well, check out these offers from MyPillow to give you sustainable savings. The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history is happening right now, and they are as low as $29.98. That's right, the Giza Dream bed sheets are on sale right now for $29.98, as well as the My Slippers $49.98. That's a $90 savings with the promo code Otis. All kinds of savings right now at MyPillow.com with the promo code Otis. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. And use the promo code Otis for these deep, deep discounts. And if you act right now, the MyPillow itself is as low as $19.88 with the promo code Otis. Folks, you don't want to miss these savings. Start your sustainable savings right now with MyPillow and the promo code
Otis. For more
Otis.
Than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
It takes an industry to build a forest. Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Did you know about half the trees planted in the last 20 to 30 years have died within the first year? Lack of watering, transplant shock, special interest groups, poor growing conditions are just a few reasons it takes an industry to build a forest, and that is exactly what the industrial forest does. Sustainability sheds, critical pipeline systems are implemented to ensure the forest survives and absorbs carbon for decades to come. It takes an industry to build a forest. If you're interested in sustainable forests, growing industry jobs, check out theindustrialforest.com. That's theindustrialforest.com.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
Yeah, I mean, that's what love is. Like, that is
Who am I that I would push back? Is that the loving thing you made a bit for me to lie in?
Here we are, the distribution now, the brand new warehouse in West Texas, next to the Halliburton building. Just got done with the mayor of Odessa, Javier Hoven, and now we have the Midland mayor joining us because really, from where I come from, Fargo-Moorhead, we're in two different states, but even the chamber is Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo. They even include the third, you know. So Midland and Odessa, I was really happy that you were able to make it out here because I always love it when the two different communities work together, even if it's a symbolic nature and a number of different things. Thanks for coming out today. And did you make it okay?
Oh, yeah. Long ways from Midland, actually.
But, people don't realize everything's 25 to 35 minutes here.
Easy. If you're going from one city to the other, we're 13 miles apart, but sometimes it feels like 100.
It does. So talk about just the community as a whole, you guys working together, and really what this means for you, what this means opening up in Odessa for Midland.
Well, for all of us, just the economic evolution. A lot of people talk about economic diversification, but any diversification we have has to be connected to the oil and gas industry. Most people, your listeners know this, but the normal everyday person doesn't understand how many companies and organizations are involved in oil and gas, from distribution warehouses of goods and services to the people who are making the roads so you can get out to the rigs and get out to the frack locations. And so anything we can do alongside the industry and the two of us can do, as Secretary Evans calls it, in the heartbeat of the most secure and safe oil and gas region in the world, then we have to do that alongside of that industry and see what we can do to improve it and make it better.
You heard me mention in the previous interview that I was told a number of years ago that 70% of the drilling over the next 20 to 30 years is projected to come out of the Permian.
Right.
And that was before all this regulation stuff. It's just interesting how it just really seems to be going that way as the smoke kind of clears on a number of different things. Hook or crook, by coincidence or not, what do you think about that projection of, taking a look? It seems pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's an accurate projection. The biggest challenges behind it are where we are today and the things we're facing with Ukraine and Russia and what we're hearing in the political world. I was on a radio show this morning, and so many people think that the oil industry just sort of pokes holes in the ground and oil comes out. And they don't realize that over the last, you know, it's easy to say 3 or 4 years, this industry has faced an onslaught of really bureaucracy coming after it. And it's been a lack of investment, a lack of capital investment. And so for us to get to that number, the 70%, and for us to produce the barrels of oil we can produce, there's going to have to be a little bit of an attitude change about investment in the oil and gas industry, or it's going to be slower than it should be. It's not going to be as high as it could be, as fast as it could be. So we've got a tough road ahead of us in the regulatory environment to just take advantage of what we have here. It's going to be a long road.
You mentioned regulations. You mentioned financing. I'm going to go into the ESG topic, and we're going to do this through the social. We're going to do this through the governance. If you want to attack on the environmental, go ahead. But that is what's driving a lot of the investments now. And we've been, Crude Life, we've been pretty upfront that it doesn't seem to me legal, if not fair, that you can be impacting people's, you know, stock scores and all these other things when we don't have rules and regulations set up, a number of different things. You work for the government. What are they telling you about ESG? What do you make of this stuff?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting phrase to say I work for the government. As the mayor of Odessa knows, we make about $75 a month.
Right.
So we have companies that we run and things we do. We really volunteer to serve in the community, which, to your question, is the difference. When you look at what happens in Washington, D.C. and Austin, you're looking at career, oftentimes politicians who aren't aware of the things they're doing and promoting that are damaging industry. And one quick point to that, when you talk about the E of ESG and you don't have a wake-up call like we're having on the globe today, then people aren't able to hear that we produce a barrel of oil in the Permian Basin 75% cleaner than anywhere else in the world. So if you want safe environmental oil and gas exploration and production, it has to happen in the basin and in North Dakota and in North America so we can continue to lead the way. All the gains we make here environmentally are absolutely done away with what they do in China, Venezuela, Russia, and other places. So while ESG issues can be a part of the important conversation, if we high side on ESG symbolically, then substantively we miss out on the opportunities that we have for energy.
Back in 2016, when we first started discussing this, we backdoored into it because of Meridian Energy Group. They were building the first refinery in 50 years, greenfield from top to bottom. They had to respond to like 47,000 robot complaints. So they were on the front line of this ESG fire. Because it's in my backyard, we were doing these weekly, we call them environmental reports.
Right.
They were ESG reports.
Right.
So, because we were tackling the social aspect, we were tackling the governance aspect, the environmental. And what we were saying is that really the oil and gas industry is the leader in the environmental movement.
Right.
It's their investment in innovation. A lot of archaeologists would not have jobs without the oil and gas industry. That's the story I think that the industry and the media needs to tell.
Yeah.
I bring up the media because last time we spoke, I bring up this example a lot to people that Wall Street Journal, LA Times, they flat out say to you, what's it like to be the mayor of the planet rape or mayor of the city raping the planet?
Right.
Sorry, it's not a journalistic question, so I'm not used to saying it. Talk to me about what my responsibility in the media is and you know, what we can talk about with these ESG issues.
Well, it's a popular, like I said, symbolic argument to have about the environment and what oil and gas does, because people's only reference to it is the movie Waterworld or something like that. And so what they hear is not a reality. We had a group of Princeton students here several years ago that when they were finished, we sat down and had a barbecue dinner with them, and they said, we didn't expect to see what we actually saw. And so when people begin to get an understanding of it, and I think that's beginning to turn around now when, again, the third time I've mentioned it, when the world begins to go haywire like it's going, then the symbolism of what makes you feel good about ESG, and ESG isn't bad in and of itself, but if you use it as a whipping tool for something without perspective, then it becomes dangerous to the industry. And now people are having to wake up and go, wait a minute. You're even hearing people over the last 3 or 4 years who are in the equity market saying, whoa, 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 we're not even going to be able to power the electric vehicle fleets if we don't do the things that need to be done. I was in D.C. January of 2020, and a bunch of journalists were outside of a room that some of us mayors were in an environment meeting, and I walked out and asked the journalist, I said, do you really think you can get to sustainable green energy without responsible oil and gas industry? And I said, you can't. And it was a question I asked them they had no answer for. So we do our business well here, then we'll be able to be sustainable on our energy policies as long as we keep our energy policies and not electrification policies. It's all of the above. And you can drive around in this area. We have 250,000 people that go to work every day in the Permian Basin in oil and gas, wind and solar, and all different ways of producing energy. This region, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, the Eagle Ford, even parts of California, we understand energy and policies that make for good energy. But we just have to get past the symbolism in the journalism. And we're getting there because I think it's a wake-up call.
And what is your podcast again?
No Neutral Moments.
No Neutral Moments. Yeah. We'll make sure we have it linked up, too, on the show page. And to listen to the full-length interview, check out the website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Don't go anywhere, folks. We have more exclusive interviews and content coming right around the corner. My name is Jason Spies, and this is The Crude Life We Can Review.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com. Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
I want to take a moment to talk about sustainable savings happening at MyPillow. Of course, when you buy a MyPillow product, it is automatically sustainable because the high quality, the innovation that goes into a MyPillow product creates a wonderful night's sleep that improves your health, that keeps you from driving to the store to buy a new pillow every year because it gets flat and flumpy. Well, check out these offers from MyPillow to give you sustainable savings. The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history is happening right now, and they are as low as $29.98. That's right, the Giza Dream bed sheets are on sale right now for $29.98, as well as the My Slippers $49.98. That's a $90 savings with the promo code Otis. All kinds of savings right now at MyPillow.com with the promo code Otis. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. And use the promo code Otis for these deep, deep discounts. And if you act right now, the MyPillow itself is as low as $19.88 with the promo code Otis. Folks, you don't want to miss these savings. Start your sustainable savings right now with MyPillow and the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
It takes an industry to build a forest. Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Did you know about half the trees planted in the last 20 to 30 years have died within the first year? Lack of watering, transplant shock, special interest groups, poor growing conditions are just a few reasons it takes an industry to build a forest, and that is exactly what the industrial forest does. Sustainability sheds, critical pipeline systems are implemented to ensure the forest survives and absorbs carbon for decades to come. It takes an industry to build a forest. If you're interested in sustainable forests, growing industry jobs, check out theindustrialforest.com. That's theindustrialforest.com.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town.
Coming to you a block away from the Sherpa Grill, we're here at Aunt Helen's Coffee Shop. And by the way, Aunt Helen, thank you for allowing us to sit down with Tara Norris Rasmussen. She is the publisher of the Greeley Lifestyle Magazine. Of course, many people out there are wondering, what is Greeley? I've heard of Greeley. Of course, in the oil and gas world, it's Weld County, which is a very large oil and gas producing county. You go over to the western side is where you get a little more of the natural gas in the Grand Junction, Frutia area. But right here in Greeley, Colorado, we've got a lot of agriculture from sheep to cattle to, I guess, grains and crops. We'll say crops. We'll call them by the actual word, crops. Greeley has got so many different economic avenues. You would be impressed by the quality of life that is here. And so when I saw the Greeley Lifestyle Magazine, I was really excited. So I reached out to the publisher, and her name is Tara Norris Rasmussen. It used to be Rasmussen, but she's recently married. And
it used to be Norris, recently married to Rasmussen.
Oh, did I? Dyslexia of them?
Yes.
Yeah, I do that. I have dyslexic interviews at times. So that I don't read that way. I just have the interviews that way, so I apologize. So Greeley Lifestyle Magazine, I thought this was a very appropriate magazine because when I think of an oil and gas community, the oil and gas companies focus so much on the community quality of life. And when I found out you actually used to be in oil and gas, I thought, well, what a natural progression for you, because so many people in oil and gas want their story told.
Yes.
And what better way to tell it than through a magazine, through print, which goes online. And once it's online, then you can do a number of different things, from video to audio to whatever, you know, get into social media, a number of different things. But so that's a little preview of what we're going to talk about. But how are you doing here today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to not only share what we're doing with the magazine, but kind of talk about the bridge between oil and gas and Greeley Lifestyle, which is a really neat story in itself.
What was your background in oil and gas? You were a land man, a.k.a. land woman, a.k.a. land negotiator, depending yes. on which circle we're in today.
That is correct.
So talk to me a little bit about your background in oil and gas.
Yeah, so I started out at the bottom answering phones 10 years ago in the oil and gas industry, and really just worked my way up. I studied petroleum land management at Oklahoma City University so I could learn the industry while I was, I got a little internship with a little group called Tecton Energy down in Highlands Ranch, and they had a project here in Windsor, Colorado. And so I worked the Windsor project. I ended up working on the Windsor project with three different companies. And after, you know, I kind of went cradle to grave on this Windsor project and then moved to the Uinta Basin in Utah. Worked the Uinta Basin for a few years and ended up back in Greeley.
When you say Windsor project, are we talking Windsor, Colorado?
Windsor, Colorado, just yes. Just
few
down the
stone's
street.
Throw from
yes,
there.
Still okay. In Weld County.
One of the names I remember, of course, when I was in my publishing days, mostly because of the Windsor, the alcohol drink. you didn't know that, but
no.
I used to do a magazine here in Greeley, Colorado, with the newspaper. We did a home and lifestyle magazine, a kind of a building, decorating, landscaping, and remodeling. And
awesome.
That was in my former publishing days.
I
and
would
so,
love to see it.
I've got
to
grab.
Love to see it.
I saved one copy of each magazine I did, and we had partnerships with 52 newspapers across the United States.
Wow.
So we did 48 magazines in 45 days during the fourth quarter before Christmas holiday edition.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had to stagger them out, you know, because every newspaper, they had to get them in, you know, because uh-huh. everybody does a holiday edition.
They do.
You
yes,
know that.
That's a big
so,
one.
okay, so let's talk a little bit about the transition. We had somebody on last year that really stands out in my mind. He was with, his name is Mike Renfrow. Blue Boat Subsea. So he had been in oil and gas for 28 years. 100% business in oil and gas. COVID hits. Him and his business partner decide that they're going to do some wind and renewable RFQs or RFPs.
Mm-hmm.
Still do the same oil and gas ones. Well, in 1 year, their business went from 100% oil and gas to 20% oil and gas, 80% wind, because wow. that's where the money was. That's mm-hmm. where the marketplace directed. He Absolutely. Did offshore.
Oh, wow.
And his 20% oil and gas was decommissioning pipelines.
Oh, wow.
So here he's putting, and then he's like putting out the doomsday of these are all European companies and, you know, all that uh-huh. other stuff. But, you know, when I thought about that, that really hit home to me. We had talked to a few other people. A couple went into real estate. Another one went into law enforcement. That one was interesting because that one made a lot of sense to me.
Yes,
coming
absolutely.
From going from oil and gas to law enforcement. Real estate, of course, same thing. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to hear more and more of these stories. What's your story from petroleum to publishing?
Yeah, so I actually grew up in the industry. My dad's a geologist. And so I watched my entire life the ups and the downs of the industry. You know, and I saw a lot of people leave, and I always felt really sad that they had to leave oil and gas. But now I feel so much gratitude having, you know, transitioning out of the oil and gas industry. Now I can.
To listen to the full-length interview, check out the website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Interviews were sponsored in part by Train ND Northwest. It's a competitive world. Train for it. We'll be back next week at this time on this radio station. Till then, from the staff from the Crude Life Week in Review, we're asking each and every one to remember we are all energy and all energy has a purpose. Make it a fabulous day. Take a moment to talk about sustainable savings happening at MyPillow. Of course, when you buy a MyPillow product, it is automatically sustainable because the high quality, the innovation that goes into a MyPillow product creates a wonderful night's sleep that improves your health, that keeps you from driving to the store to buy a new pillow every year because it gets flat and flumpy. Well, check out these offers from MyPillow to give you sustainable savings. The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history is happening right now, and they are as low as $29.98. That's right, the Giza Dream bed sheets are on sale right now for $29.98, as well as the My Slippers $49.98. That's a $90 savings with the promo code Otis. All kinds of savings right now at MyPillow.com with the promo code Otis. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. And use the promo code Otis for these deep, deep discounts. And if you act right now, the MyPillow itself is as low as $19.88 with the promo code Otis. Folks, you don't want to miss these savings. Start your sustainable savings right now with MyPillow and the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
It takes an industry to build a forest. Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Did you know about half the trees planted in the last 20 to 30 years have died within the first year? Lack of watering, transplant shock, special interest groups, poor growing conditions are just a few reasons it takes an industry to build a forest, and that is exactly what the industrial forest does. Sustainability sheds, critical pipeline systems are implemented to ensure the forest survives and absorbs carbon for decades to come. It takes an industry to build a forest. If you're interested in sustainable forests, growing industry jobs, check out theindustrialforest.com. That's theindustrialforest.com.